USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is claiming his threats of tariffs encourage Mexico to crack down on migrants moving north.
We talked about it for months and months and months, and they wouldn't get there. And we just said, hey, look, if you don't get there, we're just going to have to charge you hundreds of billions of dollars in taxes. And we would have been just fine.
The president speaking there on CNBC's Squawk Box. The Mueller report is back in the spotlight on Monday as the House Judiciary Committee opens a series of hearings about allegations made about the Trump campaign possibly obstructing justice during the investigation into Russian interference into the last election. And a preliminary 4.0 earthquake has hit near Cleveland. The USGS reports the earthquake hit around 10:50 a.m. local time and was centered in Lake Erie, just north of East Lake. So far, there are no reports of any injuries or damages. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Some tense moments in Dallas, Texas after a powerful storm came through the area on Sunday. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A crane collapsed onto a building and parking garage, leaving one person dead and several others hurt in Dallas. That crane falling on top of the building during a storm yesterday that had 80-mile-an-hour winds. Officials do believe everyone now is accounted for. This man lives in the apartment building.
Seemed unreal, like, at the time to, like, see that, because you drive through that thing every day, you see it every day the way it is, and then, I mean, to be in there, it looked like something that you see on the news, like, from a scene of war. Like, the destruction was just insane.
The U.S. Supreme Court will not hear an appeal from one of the 40 inmates still being held at Guantanamo Bay. The enemy combatant has been held at the U.S. naval base in Cuba for 17 years since he was captured in Pakistan after the 9/11 attacks. The case questioned the government's power to continue to hold people without charging them. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A Kentucky high school is taking a unique approach to preparing students for adulthood. They're offering adulting classes. Fern Creek High School teacher Sarah Wilson-Abel says she started the class because she wishes she would have had a lot of these skills taught to her when she was in high school. She joins Fox News and shares some of the things that they're teaching the students about adulting.
We had six different mini sessions that our students attended, from State Farm Insurance talking about home, health, and life insurance. We had Republic Bank there talking about opening up checking accounts and savings accounts. It was all just about wealth management. We even had somebody talking about retirement. These kids haven't even started their real jobs, but we already had somebody there just kind of giving them the breakdown of, you know, a 401k, a pension, all that kind of stuff.
Wilson-Abel also tells Fox News they were taught the basics regarding cooking.
So home and health was all about just making sure that they were prepared for cooking, and we had some of our family and consumer science teachers. They were actually teaching them some cooking skills in the microwave. So they even taught them how to make French toast in a mug. We wanted to make sure that they were prepared for, you know, cooking actually real food, but in a microwave, because a lot of them are going to be in dorm rooms. So we taught them that. That was also when they learned how to change a tire and to check their oil. We even showed them how to read a map.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.